On the Couch with Koel.
He was born a Muslim, went to a Christian school, has a Hindu wife and two secular kids. And did I forget to mention, he also happens to be the most famous Indian. Shah Rukh Khan is the true son of India. And his story, from humble beginnings to super mega stardom, is one full of will, determination and sheer belief in oneself. Shah Rukh, you're looking fab, and thank you very much for coming on the couch.
Thank you very much for inviting me on the couch, Koel.
Well, although you're looking fab, you're not feeling too great at the moment.
Yeah, I've hurt myself. I keep hurting myself. I need to understand that I'm cut out for only romantic films. Maybe I'm not cut out for action stuff. But yeah, I was doing a
this
scene.
This is the man with the ultimate six-pack saying.
Ultimate six-pack saying. It's only in the exterior. The inside, I hurt a lot. There used to be a movie with Eddie Murphy which used to say, you know, I'm like a karate man. I bleed from the inside.
Now, when you worked hard on your six-pack, which, you know, at the age of 40 to get that is no mean feat, and with a back injury, with knee problem, with all that, did it upset you when people were going, it's not real, it's fake, that it's Photoshop, that it's silicone?
People can say what they wish, and I fully respect that. My thing to everyone is try it with the Photoshop, try it with the liposuction. Go ahead, give it a shot. And if you get a six-pack like mine, God bless you, and tell me. Write me in and tell me, because I'll also follow that. I have no issues following an easier regimen to get a six-pack.
You've got everything almost, Shah Rukh. You know, you have money, you have a great family, you're on top of the game for many, many, many years. What still drives you? Because you seem more driven today than ever before.
No, I really have nothing. I like to tell everyone, and people who are young or even as old as I am, that, you see, success is very subjective. When I decided to become an actor, my logic was, see, I'm going to give it the best shot, make a lot of people smile. Along the way, what happened is I started making too many people smile. And I realized I don't deserve this. So I don't know how long am I going to last. But my wish and desire is that at the end of my career, I don't owe this to anyone, including the audience. I'm able to say, listen, I deserved it because I gave you back enough. People say I'm King Khan, which I think is a clever journalistic alliteration. But I truly believe a king is not how much he earns, a king is not how much he takes, a king is how much he gives. I believe success has no finish line, and so I don't think I have anything.
You know, as high as you go, that's how low you have to fall in a way. And all stars eventually decline. Have you prepared yourself for that?
Yeah, about 72 years from now. I'm ready for it. When I'm 117 years old, I'm very disturbed that at the age of 117, I'm going to be a failure star. So I feel very sad thinking about it.
Not failure, but your career will change. I mean, you're not...
Yeah, I think, yeah. You know, by that age, yes. And I feel very bad thinking about it. All your life, you work towards being recognized, and then you spend the rest of your life wearing dark glasses to hide yourself. I love being recognized. I love the fact that people like me. I love the fact people think I'm a star. I love the fact that on Fridays, I can make people smile. When it's taken away from me, for whatever reason, lack of my talent, hard work, or just the fact that nobody's interested in it anymore, which will happen, honestly it'll happen. I'm not preparing myself for it, but I can tell you I'll be shattered, and I'll be very disturbed, and I'll feel very sorry, but then I'll start directing films, something like that, maybe, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll be very sad.
You talked about being a star and almost like not hiding away from the recognition and wanting that and not wearing dark glasses. Do you ever feel like you're on Big Brother? Because every minute of yours is accounted for, and even your free time, even your downtime is like, now he's having free time.
The line is blurring when I act and when I'm real. Whenever there's a camera, whenever there are more than two people sitting next to me, I'm an actor. So what all everyone sees from the outside never gets to see me. That's why I'm so happy to give a lot. As an actor, I can give my 100%. I can jump and hurt my shoulder. I can do anything. So I don't take it wrongly at all when people say, oh, every second of yours being scrutinized. No. Not even a second of mine is being scrutinized. Every second of my acting persona is being scrutinized. When your camera comes on, you don't know who I am. I'm an actor. I don't know.
So when you look in the mirror, who do you see? Who do you see?
A very ordinary guy has a middle class upbringing, has very small little pleasures which make him happy, little reclusive, and very happy with the little world that I have around myself, and working for the myth that is called Shah Rukh Khan. I like my employer. He's good. Actually, very strangely, when I joined the film industry, my makeup artist, who's been with me for years, Ravi Dada, I look in the mirror with my eyes closed. I don't like looking at myself. So he tells me, keep your eyes open at least, you're looking at yourself. And it's all, when you start believing you're someone important, then you want to look at yourself in the mirror and see, who am I? I don't know who I am. I don't give a damn. I'm just an ordinary guy. having a good time, doing a job,
but
and leading a life.
But how do you keep yourself ordinary at this stage of your life? I mean, you're surrounded, you're loved by the nation, you're surrounded by people who adore you, your films are all blockbusters. You have a very different life. I mean, you can't just walk out and be ordinary in the middle of the street. How do
I can,
you stay
I can real? Actually. I
can you?
Yeah, yeah. See, I keep it very real, very basic and very simple. I don't take my profession as if that's my life. But that's my job. It's very boring to describe the technicalities of how I type 40 words per second, you know, how I trained and stuff like that. My job should be appreciated at the end, not while it's being made. While I enjoy making it, I enjoy the process.
But the process is fascinating to people, that's why they ask. Like, it's fascinating to know, how does someone like you play the ordinary guy in Rab Din Bana Di Jodi?
I can't tell you how I do the process. I feel it. I'm not even a chameleon, I don't change. But from the inside, and it's true, and now this will sound like spiel and boring stuff, but from the inside, I become a person. For that 30 seconds when I'm giving the shot and then I'm out. I love being somebody else. I love turning around and becoming Batman for a moment. I'm uncomfortable being me while I'm very happy being ordinary. So there's a dichotomy. I'm a contradiction and I like it. A lot of people tell me, oh, but you say you're very happy being ordinary and then you say you're not comfortable being you. But that's okay. Everything is contradictory. I'm quite happy living in this double space, in this capsule.
He's asking his own questions and answering his own questions.
Yeah, I do that. My friends call me SRK1 and SRK2. They say, you know, you're strange. You ask yourself, then you say the things, then you do the things, then you promise one and you end up doing something else. How is it?
Your friends you talk about, now a lot of them around you, even your closest friends, they kind of treat you like a demigod. People stand up when you enter. Does that bother you? I mean, is that true that all your friends are like that?
I'm not a very friendly person either. When I say I'm not friendly, means it's not that I'm a bad guy. But I find it strange. I can't have conversations. I can't gossip. I can't chat. I can't just be, let's chill, let's go for a walk. I can't do all that.
Even though that's the persona that you project in a way, or that's the kind of roles that you play a lot of.
Yeah, that, maybe that's why I do it, because I don't do that in real life. So in real life, I'm very shy and very quiet, and I'm a little wary of people. I'm ill at ease at parties. I don't like functions.
How strange, and it's the people who feel odd around you and you're the one who looks comfortable.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's, yeah. I think I act well and I'm not good as a person socially, personally. But my friends outside, but then for the change, like I'll just talk about Karan or Adi, I call them sir on the sets. So when they come in on the set and when they tell me to do a shot, I would not even once turn around to Karan and say, what's wrong with this? I thought I was doing it right.
And on that note, we're going to take a break, but come right back because we're talking to Shah Rukh Khan. People will say that you are one of the lucky and liberal thinking Muslim people. Now, I'm just...
Most of the Indians are liberal thinking, I think. It's the set of employees that we have who are taking on agendas. So the parties need to tell me the agenda is economic development, removal of poverty, education, security. There is no fifth agenda.
But there are a lot of people who believe that the Muslims in India are unhappy. And which is why these things are happening.
See, a guy who throws a bomb, he does not think like this. Who's unhappy and unhappy? I've been listening to what has been appearing in the newspapers about the gentleman who's in jail right now, Kasab, or whatever. And you hear him. I mean, where is any ideology? Where is any logic? Where is any sensibility? Where is any education? Where is the one sentence that he said which says, oh, that is why he did it. But why? Why kill them, man? Who told you to kill them? You know, because I was poor, so every poor person should kill. You know, I'm not educated, so every unpoor person should kill. You know, then they showed me the video, so I see a bad video and I kill. There is no logic. Obviously, the sensibility is, you know, and also one more thing, I've been blaming a lot of people who are passing on this education to youngsters. I also want to blame those youngsters. Come on, you can't be so stupid that you show a video and say, oh, really? I'll take a gun and shoot. What?
Shah Rukh, your love affair with Gauri, which has been a childhood love affair, is almost like a Yash Raj film.
Actually, I think I just am in awe of women. So when I'm in awe of women, I'm like a little shy dealing with them. I mean, I do a lot of romantic films, and but I still blush with the thought that I do romantic films. So I used to go to these parties. Earlier used to have parties, boys used to sit on one side and the girls on the other side, and then at one point of time when George Michael sang or someone, you just went up and says, you know, when you went into your care, so says, can I have this dance with you? And I could never say it to any girl in my whole life. I still have not been able to ask a girl for a dance.
So Gauri asked you for a dance?
No, I sent my friend to her and I said, can you go and ask her I told my friend to go and ask Gauri if she can ask her, would she dance with a friend of his? I think she got confused and she said no. And so I never asked her for a dance. She said that she's waiting for her boyfriend to come. And then we got to know the boyfriend who came was actually her brother. She just didn't want to dance with anyone because she didn't like guys coming up to her and asking. And so I went up to her after that and I told her that, would you like me to be your brother? And she said, no, I'll marry you. And then
what
I decided.
What was it about her that just got you? You've never asked a girl and suddenly you bring up the guts and you ask this girl. What was it that you saw in Gauri?
She gets very angry when I say this, but I liked her backside. So
that's as honest as you can be.
Yeah, and she gets very angry when I say that. But I found her very nice. I like the way she looked. She used to have hair on top and, you know, bangs coming in. I don't know what it's called, some French thing.
It's a quiff.
Okay, she had a quiff. But I wasn't taking chances doing this all over again. It takes a lot of courage to go up to a girl and ask her. But I'm sure everybody's had this. When a girl suddenly says, let's be good friends, I hit this line. When women turn around and tell a man, I want to tell all the young boys, if a girl tells you, let's be good friends, she's just don't listen to her. It's all nonsense. Give me some space. Oh, I find these lines very strange. I think they're all crap.
Sometimes girls need space.
No, I don't think you can give. I think you should give space to your partner, girl or boy, and then fill that space with a lot of love and warmth and hugs. It's okay. You should be possessive. It's all right.
Kind of values are you teaching the people? Don't listen to him.
It's okay. It's absolutely all right. That's how I think love should be. You can be a little possessive. You can't be mean. You can't hurt anyone physically or emotionally. Those things are there. But when you're 18,
your girlfriend, don't wear short skirts. Don't swim in a swimsuit. Of course, that's completely normal.
Which meant she could have gone nude, but that's not. She took it wrongly that she thought she has to wear salwar kameez and do it. But I think when you're 18, it's allowed. Okay, when you're 21, then you should not. I carried on till I was 35 like this, but no.
And she still stuck it out.
Yeah.
With you.
I mean, she understands. I don't mean bad. I'm just I don't know any other girl, and I'm very clear to her. I even tell her now. Listen, I came up and asked you, will you dance with me? And you said yes, so you're stuck forever.
Would you be able to deal with it if she was also an actress?
No.
So you're in a unique position as an actor who's linked with men and women.
Yeah, I'm what is it called? Unisex? No. All sex?
Metrosexual or
I don't know.
Trisexual?
I'm all sexual. All sexual.
All sexual.
Yeah, I'm not bisexual. I'm not trisexual. I'm all sexual. Yeah. I just think if, sexuality is given more importance than it should. People make this because it's maybe in our culture and the way we've been brought up, it's been a taboo. And I've grown up with people of all sexuality. I'm very comfortable with the men having preferences for men, men having preferences for women, whatever combination, like I said. I don't think personally I'm some doyen or authority on what sexuality should be. I just about make it myself. So I'm like, okay, I'm married and I've got a pretty wife and I've got good children and... it's all right. I don't know.
Then, is there any truth in the rumors? Have you ever crossed the line?
In terms of?
Of being with any of the stars that you've been linked with or any of the directors you've been linked
with? All of them. I've had amazing sex with all of them. I'm a sexual fiend. I find it strange that people reduce relationships to just that. And, I've not actually been linked with a lot of people except for Karan Johar. Which is okay, I love him and I'll always love him, which does not mean we have hot, sweaty sex. We don't. But it's fun to we laugh at it. We laugh at it. I remember once one of the lady who used to work in a house saw Gauri and Karan lying in bed and they were chatting and she came and told me, Sahab, aap jab ghar mein nahi hote. So I'm like,
you're kidding me. This...
Yeah, very sweetly she told me. And I'm like, listen, but I'm really jealous because Karan is supposed to be lying in bed with me.
So how do you keep the marriage extraordinary, as they say? You've known her so long and you still have a rock solid marriage. You're at least publicly, God knows what happens within, I'm sure it's great. But how do you keep that magic alive?
I just don't allow her to wear short skirts. That's all.
But she wears short skirts.
She wears, so that's how it works. So your duty is to say, don't wear short skirts. Her duty is to wear, and I have to accept the fact that she wears them, and it's her duty to accept the fact that I just say it. And that makes the marriage always wonderful. All jokes apart, I think in a relationship, the most important thing is space. You need to give each other space. Space also is another word for trust and love, and you really need to fill that space.
Please listen to this, boys.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that your kids might not grow up in an atmosphere which is real?
The only fear I have is that whatever kids, whatever things my kids do in terms of work and life, I just hope they get out of the shadow of being a big movie star's children. And I've never made them feel I'm special. It's not even, see, Papa's movie's coming and it's the end of the world now. See, God, everything has to stop. No, they do their stuff. I teach them a bit. I play with them a lot. I take them to school. I attend their functions. I'm also very happy that they will be very well informed. Because they have two. One, obviously, the world has become well informed. Second, they do travel with me a lot. See, I traveled first time when I was 26, 27 out of this country. So it's really, I think, a gift that they have, that because I'm a movie star, they can travel with me. I can afford it. They get to see the world firsthand. And maybe they will not be so shy that they will not be able to go up to someone and ask for a dance. So I think, you know,
they're having a very different childhood from the childhood that you've had.
Look, my parents couldn't afford a lot of things for me, but it never made me feel that way. Their parents can afford a lot of things for them, but I don't let them feel that way.
You know, sadly, you lost your parents very early in your life. How did you then choose a career which was so unstable?
I think the most beautiful part about my life was after my parents died, after my father died and my mother died, is that I had nothing, I didn't have any more to lose. And when you have nothing more to lose, you can do what you wish.
When are we going to see the dark Shah Rukh that you started off your career with?
See, whenever I'm called upon to do so, Koyal, I don't decide the films that I do. I always say the films decide, we are going to have Shah Rukh in it. I really believe it very spiritually. But when you say, when I'll do an edgy role, so I love doing a Don. I love dang, 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 dang.
But that's
dang,
still dang, within dang, the mainstream of...
No, he's like really mean guy. You know how he tells her.
Sexy,
you
know, and mean.
Ultimate darkness that I'll play is just playing a guy sexy. Sexy does not mean just having lovemaking scenes or kissing, but just the way the person moves, the way he looks. There is I like the way in Dawn he looks at Priyanka and he talks to her. Now look at the darkness in it, that he's talking to the girl who he's going to kill and destroy, and he keeps praising her. Mujhe jangli billiyan bahut achhi lagti hain.
You have so many ideas. I find it strange that you say that even at this stage of your career, you are not putting projects together for yourself.
I don't think I'm good enough personally that, oh, my, confident at the same time, a very scary. So when somebody else comes and gives me the confidence that, Shah Rukh, I think you can do this. I'm like, okay, if you think so, Adi comes, beard banale, to khujata rehna, aur baal chote kar le, aur you have to say, 70 minutes hai tumhare paas. So I'm like, will it work? Yeah. Farah comes and tells me, I want you to be an idiot with a six-pack and dancing like a fool, little dumb. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
For a lot of these people that you've mentioned, Farah, Kejo, Adi, that there is no other alternative to Shah Rukh Khan. What is it that you have that they will not look beyond you?
I work very fast. I don't go into vans. I have no trappings of a star attached to me. And this is all besides the fact that we're very good friends. I truly believe if Koyal is directing me, then I am working for Koyal, who is working for a set of people she believes like her work. I don't think I'm working for a set of people who like my work. So I never tell anyone, one other thing I never say, ye character ye nahi karega. No, he'll do this. He bloody well do this. I'll make him do this. You know, you want him to do this, he'll do this. And you'll believe he's still this. And then I'm very honest. I say, Adi, this is not working yet. Yeah? Good. Good for you, it's not working. It's working for me, so shut up and do it. It's okay. Good. Let's do it. It's working for you. I always tell them, if you don't allow me to do an expression, which they don't many times, most of the time, then I'm going to use it in some other film, and then you look at it and then you feel bad I didn't use it in your film.
What kind of threat is this?
So they get very scared and say, good, use it in some other film.
Now, Kejo sat on this couch and said that his heart would be broken if you said no to him ever. What would happen if he went and used another Khan for one of his films?
There'll be more than his heart that will break. I'll break his head.
Billu Babar, the film from your production company, is quite a serious film. It's a character-based film. It's got Irfan Khan, who's a serious actor. Is that Red Chilli's growing up?
No, I think if you're funny, then you're really grown up. If you're serious, then you are a ditzing juvenile delinquent. I don't think... Well, this is nonsense. Oh, you make sex, serious subjects, you're grown up. No, I think Peter Sellers was very grown up and he was funny. I think I have the guts enough in the company now to start doing films without me as the lead actor, you know, sign on other people.
Well, we're going to see if you have the guts to play Couch Confession with me. I'm talking to Shah Rukh Khan. What is the most arrogant thing that you've done?
I know, somebody asked me, tell us the dialogue of your last film. And I said, no, I'll tell you the dialogue of my last 60 films in one line. And so say it. And I said, I am the king.
What is the most humble thing you've done?
It's not humble. I think I've just accepted the fact that my kids are better than me. I'm finally accepted that somebody can beat me at something and I won't feel bad. So I don't mind Suhana and Aryan beating me at games.
Of course, they're your genes, but we'll let that go.
No, I come from Gauri's side also, yeah. Come on, I'm allowing some other genes also to prosper.
What is the most ridiculous dialogue you've ever spoken?
I think I wrote it also, if I remember clearly. But the line says, ki, main janta hoon, tum janna chahti ho, main jaan bujh kar race haar kyun gaya, tumhare liye. Kyunki agar main race jeet jata, to tumhara dil toot jata. और इतनी खूबसूरत हसीना का दिल मैं कैसे तोड़ सकता हूँ. शायद इसलिए किसी ने कहा है, कभी कभी कुछ जीतने के लिए कुछ हारना पड़ता है और हार कर जीतने वाले को बाजीगर कहते हैं. इट मेक्स नो सेंस एट ऑल बट इट साउंड्स वेरी कूल.
व्हाट इज द मोस्ट मीनिंगफुल डायलॉग यू हैव एवर सेड?
हाय राहुल, नाम तो सुना होगा.
इन टाइम्स ऑफ वीकनेस व्हाट डू यू डू?
आई प्रे टू अल्लाह एंड आई प्रे टू माय पेरेंट्स एंड से लिसन, सी नाउ यू आर देयर, द रीजन यू हैव गॉन टू गॉड हैज टू बी समथिंग गुड. You know, there can't be that I've lost you just for nothing. So please, your parents, you love me. I've got this problem. You know, I've run out of petrol. I'm on the highway. Can you just sort this out somehow, please, for me?
What is your greatest fear?
That somebody will cut my arms. I have this problem that I feel uncomfortable, though I do it so much in the films. But I feel odd, like if somebody touches me here, I feel somebody will cut my arms. I've got this fear.
Is that why you're always using them?
Maybe in the films I'm always using it because at that time I feel, I've done it and nobody's cut it.
What is your greatest regret?
I wish my parents were alive to be with my children. I would love them to have been here because I produce some nice kids. So they're not the only ones who produce good kids.
On what occasions do you lie?
Every day at shooting I lie. I'm an actor. My job is to lie. When I say...
On what occasion do you lie when you're not acting?
I'm never not acting. I'm always acting.
If you were stuck in an elevator with Salman Khan for hours, what would you do?
I don't think we'll have much conversation, or maybe we'll just beat each other to death. I don't know what we'll do. See, between the both of us, we'll have to stand on each other's shoulder to reach the roof.
Okay, let's say that God said your acting career is over, and you can choose between being an IPL owner, a TV host, an award show MC, a brand ambassador, or a real estate tycoon and or a politician.
How can God say my acting career is over? You need acting for all of these.
So let's say your acting in front of the camera in films is over.
I would like to be a teacher, none of these. I would like to teach something. Need not necessarily be acting. I don't think I can act. I could take on any subject, study myself and teach kids. I would love to be a teacher.
Well, I'd love to have you as a teacher and I've loved having you on this show. I have a little present for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
A couch cushion, which at the moment you're a bit stiff. It might come in handy.
Yeah, when I'm traveling, I'll put it around my neck and sort of, yeah. Thank you so much. This is, I really wanted this. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Do well.